It is a tough loss. I mean, he's obviously he's a guy who's been out there for a lot of years now, played multiple roles on the defense, different spots, communication, everything. I mean, he's a huge part of what we do. You know, we've been out there for a couple of games without him, so we know what that's like. But you know, it's always the same thing when a guy like that goes down. A bunch of guys have to step up and kind of try to fill that role. And in this case, a bunch of different roles. So it's a tough loss for us defensively, but it's something we'll have to overcome.
How tough is his position physically? It's hard for you because you've not played that position.
Yeah.
Guys are in and out of that position, whether it be Gerard Mayo, whether it be Orlando Robertson, whether it be Hightower, because of what they have to take on physically. How tough is that spot?
It's very tough. I mean, playing linebacker in this league, along with a lot of other positions, it's tough on the body. I mean, playing this sport is tough. But, you know, especially high. I mean, he plays different roles. He's down in the front. He's, you know, he's playing backer. He's covering. He does a lot of different things. So it's a lot of stress on his body. I mean, he does a good job of trying to take care of his body, but that's one of those things where, you know, it just happens. So, you know, like I said, tougher for him. You know, he's done a lot to get back and be on the field and, you know, starting to feel good, and obviously a big help to our defense when he's out there and playing well. So, you know, I know it's very frustrating for him to be going through this.
You kind of alluded to the fact that different guys need to do different things to step up. What are some of the things that you need to do?
Oh, I mean, I don't play linebacker, so.
I imagine it's a ripple effect where if you lose a guy like Dante in the middle, that some of the responsibilities go to some other guys. Does your role change all that dramatically, on or off the field?
No, not really. I mean, off the field, I always say, I mean, I don't get too into, you know, it's no hoorahs or, you know, it's guys need to prepare. You know, I'm always a guy that's, you know, in a leadership role on, you know, how we prepare as a defense. You know, no matter how he's in or out. So, you know, that doesn't change. But I think, you know, for all of us, you know, it's just being prepared and being ready to go. You know, it's not just one guy or, you know, not like it's just not Kyle Van Noy, you know, trying to fill high time. It's all the guys stepping up and you know, preparing and playing a little bit better.
How does this compare to when Mayo went out around this time in 2014?
I guess it might be similar. You know, it's always hard to judge that because the team is different. So, you know, I think that was a little different because, you know, in 13 it was different because that was the first time, you know, that I've been here that he was out for a season. So, you know, that was a little different. And in 14, you know, with Jamie and High in there, they were two guys that had already played a lot of football. So,